Speaking about the child sex abuse scandals that rocked Ireland in recent years, Pope Benedict acknowledged the heart-rending nature of such cases, saying they are all the more tragic when the abuser is a cleric.
The wounds caused by such acts run deep, and it is an urgent task to rebuild confidence and trust where these have been damaged. In your continuing efforts to deal effectively with this problem, it is important to establish the truth of what happened in the past, to take whatever steps are necessary to prevent it from occurring again, to ensure that the principles of justice are fully respected, and above all, to bring healing to the victims and to all those affected by these egregious crimes.
The Pope also spoke about the future of Northern Ireland, where there have been recently fresh moves to try to break the political stalemate between the two sides of the sectarian divide.
Also, surpasses ardours, much progress has been made in recent times. It is my prayer that the committed efforts of those concerned will lead to the creation of a society marked by a spirit of reconciliation, mutual respect, and willing cooperation for the common good of all.
Earlier, the Primate of All Ireland, Archbishop Sean Brady of Armagh, spoke to Emma McCarthy about the various challenges facing the Irish Church in today's society.
Big changes have taken place. The forces of secularisation have taken their toll and continue to take their toll, but perhaps it has changed in the sense that is we are waking up to those challenges. This new one of the new migration, of course, is one big one. The biggest number of those migrants are Polish people, which bring their own strong identity and strong faith, and that has required from us the challenge of delivering pastoral care and in some cases advocacy on their behalf. But vocation situation is one too, but we share that phenomenon with the rest of Western Europe. Another change, I should say, is this change of the European institutions. This new tendency of the institutions to intrude into domestic legislations, where people in the so-called name of equality are going to impose a new definition of marriage, a new definition of family. Well, that's a new situation, and that's not just peculiar to Ireland, but of course we have to address it. So there's a big lot of changes and a big lot of fragmenting of society. I suppose in describing Ireland, it would be naive of me not to mention the effect that the child abuse by some priests and by religious has had on the life of the church, in the sense of our horror at what has taken place and our desire to repair that damage and to heal the hurt that has been caused and to put in place child protection, which will ensure that, to the best of our ability, it will not happen again.
When you speak of child protection, what kind of measures do you think the church will put in place? What kind of legislation are you looking for also from the state? Is it not a concern that maybe it'll go to the other extreme where priests are afraid to even pat a child on the shoulder, that we exaggerate while protecting the child is important?
Yes. Well, protecting the child is of paramount importance. There's no doubt about that. We would hope we would not go to the other extreme. Good child protection is also good priest protection. Our Children, Our Church, which was drawn up taking account of what is in the documents, both North and South, the civil documents, and we are now in the process of discussing with the civil authorities, North and South, how that may be implemented. It's be implemented most importantly by training people. It's people who will deliver good child protection measures, alerting them to what is at stake here, and indicating, of course, that the safety of children is of primary importance. But I hope that people would not become paranoid and become so, fearful that they would not engage in ordinary gestures of welcome and all of that. I hope not. But I think things are settling down and people are becoming more realistic in this matter. But it's a long haul and it's some distance to go yet, but we are determined to work at it. So this training is going on throughout the country, throughout the parishes, as we're getting trainers through the diocese and getting people trained and doing courses. And people are One of the great things is that it has indicated just the amount of support there is there from lay people to take up these tasks very generously, very good, because they realise it is for the good of the church.
Going on to another issue, which of course is dear to your own heart, being from the Archdiocese of Armagh, and being an issue that you have been deeply, deeply involved in over the years, and that of course is the Northern Ireland peace process. You know, we have seen a stall in recent months, and we've seen the British and Irish governments forced to give a deadline to the power sharing authorities there in Northern Ireland to come to some sort of conclusive decision. You yourself have met with leaders from both groups. What can you tell us about the process at the moment as it stands?
Well, I'm up in Northern Ireland now for over 10 years, and of course we have seen a long journey towards peace during those years, first beginning with the ceasefire on the part of the IRA, and then it was broken and then it was restored. Then we had the Belfast Agreement about 7 or 8 years ago, and the collapse of the devolved administration. That was the most serious setback, and the stalling also of the other institutions which are part of the Belfast Agreement. But in recent times we have seen, of course, a renewal of efforts by the two governments, and we have to pay tribute to the effort that Mr. Blair and Mr. Ahern have put into this search for peace and devoted to it. Now, as we saw at St. Andrews, there was an agreement between the parties, but there was an agreement between the two governments of a roadmap forward, and the parties are discussing that, and hopefully they will come up. There'll be some hiccups along the way, but I think they will get back into devolved government.
Archbishop Sean Brady there, Primate of All Ireland, and my thanks to Susie Hodges for that report on the Pope's meeting with the Bishops of Ireland.